Chapter 3. A town is like a living creature. It has a body, a heart, and nerves. No two towns are the same. Each one has its own feelings and ways. When something important happens, the whole town knows it very quickly. No one can say how, but news travels faster than boys running or women talking over fences. Before Kino and Juana even returned home, the town already knew. Kino had found the pearl of the world. The news ran through the brush houses and into the stone town. It reached the priest, who was walking in his garden. He remembered that the church needed repairs.
He wondered if Kino had been married in the church. Then he thought about what the pearl might be worth. The news came to the doctor. He was visiting an old woman. Her sickness was simply age, but neither of them admitted that. When the doctor heard Kino's name, he sat up and said, "He is a patient of mine. I'm treating his baby for a scorpion sting." Then he remembered his days in Paris. He saw himself in a fine restaurant, drinking wine. Even the beggars in front of the church smiled when they heard the news. They knew that a poor man who becomes lucky is the most generous giver of all.
The pearl buyers also heard the news. These men worked in small offices and bought pearls from fishermen. They always tried to pay the lowest price, but they could only go so low. Once, a desperate fisherman gave his pearl to the church instead. What the buyers didn't say was that there was really only one main buyer who used them as agents to pretend there was competition. Each buyer dreamed about the pearl. Each thought he could become powerful if he had it. They waited, ready to act. Everyone in town was thinking about Kino's pearl.
People wanted to sell him things, ask him for favors, or just be near him. In some way, they all felt connected to the pearl. But soon, something dark began to grow. The pearl mixed with people's greed, jealousy, and hopes. Kino, without doing anything, became an enemy to others. The town became full of silent, dangerous thoughts. The feeling was like poison in the air. But Kino and Juana didn't know this. They were happy and excited. In the evening, they sat in their small house. Neighbors gathered inside and outside, curious about the pearl. Kino held the pearl in his hand.
It felt warm and alive. The music of the pearl mixed with the song of the family. Everyone stared at it, amazed. Juan Tomas, Kino's brother, asked, "Now that you are rich, what will you do?" Kino looked deeply into the pearl. In its shiny surface, he saw dreams, things he had once thought impossible. He saw himself and Juana being married in the church. He saw Juana in new clothes and shoes. He saw himself in a white suit and black felt hat. Coyotito wore a sailor outfit and cap from America. Kino said quietly, "We will be married. We will have new clothes." Then more dreams came.
Kino imagined a new harpoon, strong and sharp. And then, a rifle. A real rifle. That was something no one in his village had ever owned. "Perhaps a rifle," he said. This thought opened even more dreams. Kino saw Coyotito in school, wearing a jacket and tie. He saw him reading and writing. "My son will go to school," he said. "He will read books. He will write and do numbers. He will teach us." Kino spoke more than ever before. His voice was full of power. The neighbors were silent. Juana looked at Coyotito with hope. She wondered if the dreams could come true.
But after speaking, fear came to Kino. He had said, "I will," but the future was uncertain. He closed his hand around the pearl. The neighbors felt they had seen something important. If Kino's dreams came true, they would remember this moment. If they didn't, they would say, "That's when he went mad." Later that evening, the priest came to the house. Everyone stood respectfully. The priest spoke gently. "Kino, you are named after a great man of the church. He helped your people." Kino looked at Coyotito and thought, "My son will read those books one day." The priest asked about the pearl.
Kino showed it, and the priest said, "Remember to thank God and pray for guidance." Juana added, "We will be married now." The priest blessed them and left, but Kino's hand closed tightly around the pearl again. He heard the faint music of evil. After the neighbors left, Kino stood in the doorway. The night air was cool and full of quiet sounds, waves, dogs, insects. He dug a small hole and hid the pearl under the floor. Juana asked, "Who do you fear?" Kino replied, "Everyone." That night, Kino dreamed. He saw Coyotito reading a giant book.
But then darkness came, and with it, the music of evil. He woke up suddenly. He listened and heard a soft sound in the house. He held his breath. Juana reached for him. Then he heard it again, a footstep, a hand moving in the dirt. Kino grabbed his knife and jumped. He slashed, missed, then struck again. He felt pain in his head, and blood ran down. "I'm fine," he told Juana. Juana lit a blessed candle and cleaned his wound. She said, "This pearl is evil. It will destroy us. Throw it away." But Kino answered, "This is our one chance. Coyotito must go to school."
In the morning, before dawn, Kino dug up the pearl and stared at it. It was beautiful and full of promise. It promised food, health, and a future. The little candle reflected in its surface. Kino smiled, and Juana, seeing his smile, smiled too. They began the day with hope.